Okay, you want me to do a countdown down for you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, please give me a countdown. I can't live without the countdown.
How many numbers?
Start at 100.
100. 99. 98. 97.
96.
95.
95.
94. 92. 91. 90. 89, 88.
Oh, please, God, stop. 86,
85, 84.
Stop.
83.
Stop. Please stop.
81, 80, 79.
How could you do 78, this?
78, 77,
76. I have to say, the way you said 80 was really gay.
73, 72, 71, 70, 69, 68.
What have you done?
66,
if we get 55, I'm 66, leaving.
65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60,
stop.
59, 50,
10 more, and I'm going.
50, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 30. 7, what comes, yeah, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 16, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Everyone, and welcome to another edition of the DK and Comet Show. I'm DK.
And I'm Comet.
And we have a great show for you today. We have joining us today our usual Hugo.
Hello, everyone.
We also have Tyler Wishaw.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Adam Durkas.
Sup, homies?
And Mark Grayson.
Hi there.
And we have a great show in store for you guys today. We're just going to catch up with what's been going on in the second round so far. We've had a couple of really interesting matches, starting with the very first match of the second round, which was Perfect Ace versus Mgay. And I think given the strong performances that these two had in the first round, people were expecting this to be really close, and it was, with Ace just narrowly winning by 2 votes. And as you'd expect, Mgay dominated chat, but he also managed to keep Goldeneye really close, losing only by 1 vote there, yet Ace still managed to win the match. So what do we think about this one?
I guess what surprised me here was the old school support that Ace got. He actually won old school 14-8 and split ancient. I mean, Mgay isn't super old school, but Ace, I think, I could be wrong, but I think he came after Mgay did. So that pushed Ace over the top and definitely surprised me.
Mgay was around since about 2003, I believe, and Ace came around maybe 2006.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that Ace easily took the old school, but I was also surprised that Mgay kept Goldeneye so close. I mean, the chat blowout, I really thought that would be enough to take the match, but Ace got a good bit of Euro support, and that was just enough that he needed to put him over the edge.
Well, the thing is, Ace has been in chat recently as well, and I feel like he's opened up a bit more in terms of speaking to people. So he's certainly a more, you know, a better proposition to vote for as well, now that, you know, a lot of people have spoken to him more as well. I mean, I certainly have.
Okay, so moving on to the next match, we had Shadow Zero against Madus, and Madus managed to take this one down with 54% of the vote, winning 30-25. And I don't think this one was really that much of a surprise to anyone. anyone given Mace's dominating performance in round one against Lockwood and Shadow Zero's sort of underwhelming win against Nate. So I'm not sure that there's really a whole lot to say about this one.
Yeah, I know I put Matus as the favorite here because even though he did have a huge win over Lockwood, it was hard to get a gauge of how strong he really was because of the same fan base factor. But Shadow Zero, he didn't have a great performance against Nate, so I didn't expect him to take this match. It was really hard to say how close it was going to be, though. I think this was a real test for Matus, though, and shows that he is real in this contest.
No, it was quite a surprisingly strong showing from Jim. I actually thought that Adam would win by more than that, but you know, I think it's good on Jim's behalf just to keep it to a 5-vote difference. I was thinking it could have been a lot more than that, really.
Yeah, Matus versus Ace should be a really good one. I mean, similar to MK, but Matus is probably a little stronger in GoldenEye than MK is, so it should be another great match in round three there for sure.
Right, so the next match that we had was third against a fan, and I don't think anyone was really expecting Fanny to actually win this one, with Third's popularity going up so much in the past year or so. I mean, it's just a dominating performance by Third all around, winning 42-18. Just dominated the chat room vote 32-5, and probably one of the most dominant chat performances of the year so far.
This result isn't very surprising considering how easily Third dispatched of your eliteness in the first round, and that a fan barely got by Taka, and Taka is not a much of a contest force. I mean, he didn't even make the field last year, and I think the year before that he got absolutely slaughtered in round one, so no surprises here.
No, definitely not. I think Tyler, I think you're probably going to keep it quite close against Dilu. I think that's probably one of the best matches in the third round to look forward to. Could be very tight indeed, that one.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think that Tyler's first match against YE theoretically says more about Tyler's strength in the contest than his second round match.
Yeah, so speaking of Elu, the next match was basically an instant classic between Elu and Eddie Lovins, and Elu managed to win this one by just 1 vote, 31-30. And this was an interesting matchup going in, because really the main difference between these two guys is one is North American and the other is European, but they share so much else in common. They've both been to Virginia meets, they're both big GoldenEye players. Neither of them are really big chatters. So it was interesting to see how this one would break down. And interestingly enough, Lovins actually won the GoldenEye vote 18-16, and he won chat 20-18, but still managed to lose the match via strong European showing for Elu, where he won 13-4.
I really like the breakdown of this match, because if you look at it, Eddie won the old school, and he won the ancient pretty easy, but he won the old school in general, and Elu won the new school, and the middle school was perfectly split. So Eddie's been around, you know, pretty much forever, and while Elu's been around for a while, he's, you know, considered in the new school. So it's kind of interesting how the breakdown went.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much what I expected from this match. Like Comet said, old school versus new school, North America versus Euro, and it was really, I mean Elu goes down as the winner, but it was, I mean, obviously decided by 1 vote, so yeah, definitely a very entertaining match.
I think it's also a pretty intense match, because with this match, one person is eliminated from the contest, and they could have both had a really good contest this year, actually. So you know, it's a pretty intense match so early in the contest already. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it was a great shame to have these two guys up against each other. so early on, and a great shame to see Eddie go out on a personal note. When I was back speedrunning GoldenEye, he was one of the most helpful players I've come across. Always was willing to give people advice on how to improve runs and stuff, so I mean that was much appreciated, and quite sorry to see him go out in the second round actually.
Okay, so the next match we had was Carathorn against Whiff, and this is a matchup between two really popular chatters. Carathorn perhaps a little more active in the games than Whiff has been the past couple years, and I think especially for a lot of guys in the chat room, and I can say this was the case for me, it was a really hard choice to make between these two guys. But in the end, I think we got the result that people were expecting, with Kara winning quite comfortably over with 37-24.
Yeah, I know for me this is one of the hardest votes of the contest to pick so far, but I don't think it's any surprise that Kara won, and that Kara won rather easily. I think the thing that surprised me the most was Whiff kind of had an underwhelming performance in terms of the North American chatters. I expected it to be a little bit closer, but you know, win's a win, and Kara moves on anyway.
Yeah, I would have never expected to win North American votes actually, so I'm actually, you know, I never expected to get that many votes, you know. So even though I know I was the favorite to win this match, but
yeah,
I got more votes than I expected actually, and that's really nice, I guess.
Yeah, on another note, this was another match that was, on a personal note, was another incredibly hard one to pick. Been speaking to both Hugo and Tom for many good number of years. Another one which was almost impossible to choose for me.
Right, so the next match we have was Come against Axel. And I'm not really sure what happened in this match, because I think Come was the favorite in the spread, was he not?
Yes, yeah, he was. I think he was favored about 60%.
And
yes,
then,
he was.
Yeah, so Come was going in as the favorite, and I don't think that was necessarily a mistake, considering how strong he was last year. I mean, he came in third place last year, and I was expecting him to be strong again this year, but in sort of a weird result, Axel managed to not only win, but he was the one that won with 60% of the vote. Axel managed to win chat 23-15 and dominated GoldenEye 21-9. I'm not really sure what to think of this, whether Axel is really that strong or maybe Khan wasn't as strong as we thought.
I think the GoldenEye vote has to be the key here. Axel's been around and he's been helping out with proof issues and moderation, and you know he's been one of the most consistent chatters. He's always incredibly funny. It was odd to see Steve beaten by that big a margin, but I mean I don't think anyone would say it's a bad thing that Obi's gone to the next round. That's a very strong elite, and it should be another interesting match against Hugo. Quite similar elites in a number of ways.
Yeah, but you know, about that match between Calm and OB, I think, you know, it's really hard to determine whether it says more about OB or Calm, you know, this match, because it could say something like, you know, last year Calm had a really lucky draw or anything, you know. It's hard to say anything about it actually. It's a weird result really.
Although I do believe Calm did beat Goose last year, and while Goose does bring in anti-votes, Come does as well, and I think that was really the case here of why Axel won by such a big margin. I mean, I'm not really surprised that Axel won, although I did expect Come to take this match, but I didn't expect him to win, you know, by this much.
No, but it makes sense though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like anti-votes really did play a factor here. Both of the voted a days were come anti-votes.
One of them was very obviously Ryan as well, if I remember correctly. It's quite obvious which any vote of the day, which is Ryan's, though. He's got his own little style going, hasn't he?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure that Goose won vote of the day, so...
I thought someone said that was Axel Anderson.
It could be anything. I'm just saying, I don't think it's Goose.
I meant Alex Anderson. That's the one.
Yeah, Axel Annie voted come in his own match.
Well, I think you can submit vote of the days, even if it's your match. You can't vote, but you can write a vote of the day.
I don't think you can do the vote of the day. You just do the spread.
Do the spread, so yeah, not the vote of the day.
Yeah, the vote of the day.
Unless you're Kara.
No!
What we call it.
It's true. No, it's true, though. I accidentally voted in my own match for myself, even. I mean, that's really horrible, I know. But Third deleted my vote before the match ended. But because I only pressed just a button to see what the spread was at, and then I clicked it away, but I didn't know it already entered my vote by then. But apparently it did. Third resolved the problem, so I didn't vote for myself.
Just having said that about systems not working properly, can someone tell me when will be the next time I can look at the boards and I won't have to see the worst picture in the world of myself on the front page?
That's going to be when Endgamer gets back from vacation.
That's accurate.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. It's pretty funny because he put Shep in charge, but I haven't seen Shep in chat like all week yet.
I'm pretty sure Shep does not have control over the board top.
Okay, so he just put Shep randomly in charge of that.
I think the only people who have control over that are Endgamer, Cum, and Expert Gamer.
Oh god.
So if Expert randomly shows up, then Dirk is in luck. Otherwise, it's gonna be a week.
Yeah.
Yay.
I think the year I was running the contest, and it was Endgamer Vacation Week, Endgamer tried to contact Expert Gamer so he could give me admin permissions to change the board top, and I think you can imagine that we never really got in touch with them.
Why is Expert still got board modding privileges? Unreal. Absolutely unreal.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Anyway, the next match that we had... The next match was QB against our very own Dirk. And I think going into this one, since QB is obviously one of the favorites to win the entire contest this year, I don't think the results was in doubt. And this was going to be somewhat of a test to see maybe just how strong QB was and how many votes that Dirk was going to be able to pull. And QB managed to win 48-12 with 80% of the vote.
No surprise that QB won by that much. Actually surprised I got 12 votes in the end. Thank you to all who voted for me. I'd like to say on a side note that I did in fact win Canada, which is one of the weirder stats of the contest. I managed to win Canada 3-2, I think.
Nice, you should move there.
So thank you, Canada. Your support is greatly appreciated.
You're welcome.
Or was it 2? No, it's 2-1. No, there weren't that many.
It was 3-2. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, thanks. Thank you for that. Everywhere else, though, it was just a total disaster.
The UK votes.
Yeah, and another weird one. I lost the UK vote 5-0.
You did? Are you kidding me? Oh my!
No, I lost.
Well.
Yeah,
well,
that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know there were five UK liters. It's just unbelievable.
It's really unbelievable. It's almost funny.
Yeah, it's absolutely hilarious. The thing was, though, I really, you know, once Josh had posted that rap, I had no real comeback to that. You know, I think anything I would have done would have paled in comparison to that, and I think he was going to win anyway, but that, you know, it was very although some of the content was a bit bleh, it was very, you know, a good job on his part, so kudos on him for doing that.
We expected a piano composition from you as a rebuttal, just spitting out randomness.
Yeah, as fun as that would have been, my electric keyboard is actually half broken at the minute, so I couldn't have really have done one even if I'd wanted to. The thing is though, I don't really, you know, I've got no bone to pick with QB, and I didn't really want to sort of to trash talk him that much, so I don't think I was ever going to do anything really.
Yeah, one thing's for sure, if QB does a rap for every single match that he's in, then he definitely has a chance to go far this year.
I have to say that the one he did for me, in comparison to I will just say that in comparison to Alex, his one to me was stepped up a notch. I'll put it like that. And yeah, just I couldn't really defend myself against what he was saying. There's nothing I could really say that would be a comeback to that. That's all I'll say on that.
I just want to say that if I win my next match, and if QB wins his next match, then we'll be up against each other. And if QB is going to do another rap, then I'm going to write a song.
Oh, looking forward to that. If
I can say, people, you don't want to miss with the Audio Nights. You don't. It's gonna pay you dearly. Absolutely.
It's gonna be the worst mistake of your life if you mess with the Audio Nights.
Exactly.
Okay, so the next match that we had was Axel Zackerson against Dan Cervone. And these are two guys that are really similar in that they're both really into GoldenEye, although Cervone has a little bit of Perfect Dark in him as well. Neither are really big chatters, so it was going to be interesting to see how this one played out. And I think when previewing this match, I said that this was going to be a fight for who could win GoldenEye, and it turned out that's exactly what happened, with Axel managing to win 32-28 in a really close match. And Axel did win GoldenEye, and he won it by a pretty big margin, 22-12.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that would have to do with Axel, you know, being the updater right now and being really active for the past few years, really, on GoldenEye. But if you look at some other numbers, Axel won, actually, Old School 13-6, and he lost New School 22-19, and the New School is, I mean, he hasn't been updating for a year yet, so that's the only people that have seen him do that. And yeah, he split Europe, so, I mean, this is a good victory for Axel, but I just don't think that, I mean, I don't think he's gonna be able to challenge QB very much, I guess, just based on these numbers.
I must say that once again, Australia is the decider. North America tied 19-19, Europe tied 9-9, and Australia went 4-0 to Zackerson.
So the last match that we have to review was Clemens against Patrick Nielsen, and this was another one that sort of became an instant classic. I think people were expecting this one to be close. Clemens was favored in the spread, but only very slightly, so I think people thought that this one could sort of go either way, and Patrick ended up winning 32-29. Despite the fact that Clemens won GoldenEye 19-14, Patrick managed to win chat 22-15, and also won Europe by a good margin, 13-8.
Yeah, this was a hard match to judge going in because, I mean, on one side you have Clemens, you know, he's the GoldenEye champ right now. Him and Rayan have been going back and forth for a long time. And he's been, you know, kind of a he's been in chat lately a lot, and he's been coming around a lot. But Patrick has also been around this place forever. He's a real likable guy, and he's done the European meets. He's done Virginia, and going in, it was really hard to call this match.
Yeah, it's definitely, in my opinion, a very strong performance from Clemens, because Patrick was a one seed last year. And he's had two close matches so far, but they've been against two very strong opponents. Clemens being quite a bit stronger this year than he has been before. So I think Patrick should win his division and has a chance to make the final four. So Clemens still, there's still reasons for people to anti-vote him, I guess, but he's definitely getting stronger.
Yeah, maybe yeah. More reasons after his epic rage quit last night.
who had an epic rage quit?
Clemens.
What
epic
happened?
Rage quit.
What happened?
He said that it was BS because he's the top Golden Eye speedrunner and Patrick is like 30th. And he said that the contest is stupid and just I enjoyed it.
Yeah, top quality rage quitting from Clemens there.
Nice.
And I mean, this contest is definitely about more than just speedrunning. I mean, it's about your attitude on the board. I mean, obviously, if you're coming into chat, if you're a big chatter and people like you, you know, it's not just being a good speedrunner, but people have to like you for more reasons than just because you're doing good at the game.
Yeah, I actually predicted Patrick to go to the final four in the contest. I still stand by that. I think he's got a good chance of it, of going that far.
Oh, really?
All right, so that was all of the reviews that we had to do, so we're all caught up. So moving on to match previews, the match that's currently ongoing is Scott Abbey against Brian Yauss. And Scott, of course, managed to beat another chatter in Cyber Wrath by a very narrow margin, while Yauss managed to pull what some could consider an upset against Inky and won in dominating fashion. And I think that Yauss is actually favored in the spread despite being the lower seed here. I'm not really sure what's going to happen in this match. I think it'll either be a really close win for Thingy, like one or two votes maybe, or it'll just be a complete blowout by Yauss. I'm not really sure what's going to happen here.
It's hard to say really how strong Yauss is in this contest because he hasn't really been a force the past few years. I mean, he'd always draws fairly well. He's a lot of supporters, but with so many new school people, I don't know if it was a fact of people really liking Yauss or people just not liking the attitude that Inky brought to the board.
I think Inky's not well known enough at the minute outside of GoldenEye. He was quite the spammer when he started as well, although he has got better recently. I'm not really sure how strong Brian is. I think this match will be very close. I think Scott, just because he's around a bit more he's in chat a lot. I think he might just push it, but I mean, it could go either way. I think it's one of the best matches of this round, certainly. I think it's got the potential to be an instant classic.
All right, so the next match will be Ryan White against Octo, and this is another really interesting matchup in what's been called the group of death here. And we have Goose, who is always threatening as a contest force, but in past years has really underperformed when he's met strong opponents. And we have Octo, who's traditionally very, very strong in the contest, has come very close to winning it on multiple occasions. However, he did have an underwhelming win against Emily in the first round. I'm not really sure what's going to happen here either. If I had to pick a winner, I'd say that Octo will probably win, just because I think Goose has probably been garnering more anti-votes lately, especially with some of the stuff he's been saying on this very show. so that could do him in again this year.
Yeah. Ryan White, you either love him or hate him. And a lot of people do hate him, and that brings him a lot of anti-votes to every single one of his matches. And if this was last year's contest, I'd say Octo would win this match easily, but since he hasn't been around really all year, it's hard to say. I mean, Goose definitely has a shot, but I think it's going to be a close one. I do like Octo to win this match as well, though.
Yeah, Goose is definitely the deciding factor here. Octo has been pretty much inactive the past year, and it's just really, I mean, Goose is constantly active, and he's on everybody's minds when they're voting, and it's just going to be how they feel about him at the time. And yeah, I just think Octo is going to be too strong. It's just more encouragement to anti-vote Goose when you're voting for someone like him. So I think Octo will probably win.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think it'll be close, but I think Phil's too strong for Ryan, especially given some of the slander that he's been saying on this very show. Some of it most of it absolutely outrageous.
It'll be a shame someone that active as Goose losing him this soon in the contest against someone who barely is, well, active anywhere in the Elite, you know, these days. I mean, he's never in chat anymore. He doesn't post on the boards anywhere. I mean, heck, does he even know if he wins or not? You know, will he check the results? I don't even know that. So, you know, it will be a shame, you know, if you lose people who are that active as Goose against people who are, you know, barely doing anything with the Elite these days.
But at the same time, you gotta remember that Octo was one of the most active members of the Elite up until he got married last year.
Yeah, I know. So, like, you know, every other year, I'm sure that Octel should have won and probably would have won, like 2009, 2008, whatever. But, you know, this year is different. We'll see.
So the next match we have in this group is Trent Hobbs against Max Bout. And Trent is coming off a really nice, close victory against a really strong contest force in Shep, where he won by just one vote. And Bully's coming off a more convincing performance against Brandon Sanford. And I think Bully should probably be favored to win this one, although I think it should be really close, especially since Bully probably won't draw from Goldeneye all that well, whereas Trent will probably draw really heavily from Goldeneye. I think it may depend on how many Goldeneye votes that Bully can ultimately steal, but I do think that he'll probably just barely squeak out a victory here.
This is an interesting match because, I mean, Trent, with the big upset win over Shep in the first round of Shep, was, I think, a 68% favorite to win that match. Well, Trent coming out on top. And the interesting part was how well he performed in Europe. And if he can get some Euro support, I don't see Max giving him any trouble at all.
Yeah, if I could, Endgamer sent me his thoughts on the matches while he's away. If I could just, he said about this match, common sense dictates that if Trent can go toe-to-toe with Shep, he should have no trouble doing the same against Bully. Unfortunately, Trent's round one win was such a surprise that I could see him catching a little bit of pro-Shep backlash. He won't get any pity votes this time around. That's why Endgamer thinks Bully will win this one. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. I don't really have any predictions. I'm just waiting to see the results, I guess.
Well, Max has been inactive for quite a while as well, and Trent very recently just got a GoldenEye world record as well. Yeah, I think it'll be very, very close indeed. I think, as what have you said, Europe, how the Europe vote goes may well be the decider. I think Max has got very strong support in Europe, and also Max is in chat quite a bit as well, so I'd like to think that he'd draw quite strongly from there as well. But I think it'll be close, two or three votes in it maybe.
Hugo, it's your best friend's match. Don't have anything to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say anything about this match as well. Obviously, Trent pulled the upset, you know, confirmed Trent upset. And I don't really know how strong Max is going to be, you know.
If I had to pick a winner, I would pick Trent. I mean, I can't. That's just instinct. But yeah, Trent would be my pick at this point. Although Bully's a great guy also. I like him a lot. But just telling it how I feel it.
Yeah, and also he did a lot for PD, you know. He has some great tides still, you know. So, you know, he did his contributions to the game, you know. And I think that should still count, you know. And, that's all I can say about it.
Yeah, I think Max has some untides, and given how dead Perfect Dark is at the minute, almost apart from Deep Darkness, there's almost no active players in Perfect Dark. And Deep Darkness Spain is being the only active Perfect Dark player says quite a bit about the game.
And with Spain winning the World Cup, you know, there's no chance that Deep Darkness will be active at least for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, maybe PD needs some 2.4 action or whatever to liven things up.
Well, the levels are too complicated. The levels are just too complicated to use it, so.
Clemens comes in, Defection Agent 5!
Oh my god!
Can I just say, on a totally unrelated issue, I did find it slightly disappointing that Depot 25 was finally only achieved with 2.4. I was hoping that one day it might be achieved with a 1.2 or something, with a door warp or something like that.
Well, is there a chance that someone would try to do it with 1.2 still?
No, not now it's been done with 2.4. There's just no point, really. I mean, there's a number of Perfect Dark records which really stick in the mind, and I think some of Max's records are... I doubt they're ever going to be tied now, unless Ace or Clemens decides to play a lot more seriously.
He's a sweep on runes, doesn't he?
Yes, I think so.
Not all untides, but...
Yeah, and he has a 2 out of 3. I think he has a 2 untides on Deep Sea as well, which are 2 of the best records in the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and really he also impressive. He has Scatter Ruins, Special Agent and Perfect Agent untides. I think my personal favorite actually is Escape Perfect Agent, because it just requires a ridiculous amount of knowledge and skill in the game, you know, to be able to even get close to a time like he has. And it's absolutely insane. And I think, you know,
is that 318 or it's untied. I mean, I think Ace is second and it's untied by 4 seconds, is it?
Yeah, there's a couple people have 322, but it is a 4 second untied.
Pretty impressive.
Yep. And also great video editing on the videos as well, courtesy of yours truly, Hugo.
Yeah, well, those records deserve it.
I think it's quite interesting how much that sort of good video editing or good music or whatever has it does have an impact on how enjoyable videos are to watch. Because I find Max's videos and Greg's attack ship 312, is it? I still find those videos that are the most entertaining to watch. They're the ones that, you know, they're the ones you'll go back to watch, just because they're damn entertaining to watch.
I remember Leo Santos had a Caverns 00 Agent 149, which is like 14 seconds off the world record, but it had a song in it that I really liked, and so it's like my favorite GoldenEye video. So yeah, that makes a huge difference, I would say. Anyway, we kind of got off topic.
It's DK alive? Okay.
Yeah. I'm alive. Unlike George Steinbrenner. Ooh. Sick burn.
Who?
Yeah, I'm wondering the same thing.
Look at Chad, Doug.
It's the owner of the New York Yankees baseball team.
Oh, that would be why I don't know.
He's dead, blocked, burned, and life ruined, all that stuff.
I rated the Yankees one star today.
Baseball guy died.
Did anyone have them in their death pool?
Probably not. That just about wraps it up for this edition of the DK and Comet Show. And for everyone here at the show, I'm DK.
And I'm Kara.
Yeah, baby.
I'm Spartacus.
No, you're Ed.
I'm looking for Pam.
And also from Ed and Pam Wishall.
Wrap it up for crying out loud.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Right now, I really have to go before I get in trouble. My mommy's getting mad.
Is she gonna beat you with a rod if you don't mow the grass?
Maybe.